Time to go in depth here. We've talked about the University of Utah football and BYU football, of course, coming up next week. But a week from tomorrow, Weber State heads to Logan to take on Utah State in the first game of the season for both teams. But head coach Jay Hill is going to have his mind also on his wife. Sarah Hill recently discovered that she has Hodgkin's lymphoma. Coach Hill said he found out about the diagnosis right after a team meeting.
What the team meeting was basically, you guys need to look out for each other, and you need to look for those signs in each other. You can see it in their eyes when they're struggling a little bit and they got stuff off the field that's occupying their minds. We need to look out for that stuff as a team. Well, little did I know that 15 minutes later after this team meeting, Sarah was going to show up in my office and tell me she's got cancer.
Coach Hill says he doesn't know how he is going to balance being a head coach and the man who is going to help his wife overcome this life-threatening illness. But if you listen to Sarah, she's pretty confident she's going to beat this disease.
Most people who know me know that there's a problem. Here's the solution. We're going to fix it. If I want something done, I do it. I wanted our backyard playhouse built and our tramp buried, so I went down and rented a backhoe and started digging a hole, and I put my mind to something that I want, and I do it. So that's how I'm attacking this, and I've put my mind to it, and we'll attack it and do it the best we can.
Boy, we really wish Coach Hill and his wife Sarah the best through all of this. By the way, survival rates for this type of cancer are very high, and while we're excited about football season, it's nice to turn the focus back to the important things in life here.